Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 47.
CruiseCast.
Absolutely. And if we sound different, it's because we're using different mics because we're on location. And I know that she sounds way better than I do, and I'm jealous. I've just spent the last half an hour trying to get as good a sound as my wife has, and I can't do it. So I give up.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Be all good.
Nice. Well, here we are on, what are we, day, because it's Thursday. So day four, I suppose.
Yeah, day four.
Recording in our bedroom, our cabin, as you will.
Yeah.
And for those interested, we're using the Rode Wireless Pro mics again. We used them in one episode long, long ago, but not again since. So hopefully you will forgive us the sound. I couldn't bring mic stands and all sorts of things with me. There's only so much I can travel with. But yeah, it's been interesting, hasn't it?
It's been eventful. Definitely.
Eventful is a good way of putting it, I would say.
Yeah, eventful, quite busy. You think, you know, you come on holiday to relax, and so far we have relaxed, but it's also been full on.
Yesterday you relaxed.
Yesterday I relaxed. Today's been a busy day, and it was a busy start.
Yeah.
First couple of days.
But we'll talk a bit more about that in a bit. But how about then we do the quiz and then we get into all the things?
Sure. So the last question that we had was, spoots is a colloquial term in Scotland for which of these seafood delicacies? And it was scallops, oysters, or razor clams. And the answer is razor clams.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it might be. I don't know why I thought that, but just because it's
such
out the way. It's weird.
Yeah. So the next question for this week will be based on something we saw today.
Yeah.
So, as you said, we'll talk a bit more about it. But today we've been in Tunisia and we saw, whilst on the coach driving, in the distance, flamingos in the lake. My favorite. And they were white flamingos, not pink flamingos. So the question is, what makes them pink? So why were the flamingos that we saw today white and not pink?
Okay.
So there you go.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I think some people answered last week's quiz question, but I can't see that at the moment. But they did.
Well, well done if you did.
Yeah.
And got it correct.
And got it correct. That remains to be seen, I don't know. So go on then. How's your week been? Let's go right in and delve deep.
Well, we started with the craziest weekend, getting everything ready, sorting the house, sorting the animals, packing, doing all the things that needed to be done.
And there were a lot of things.
There were a lot of things. But then we stayed in the hotel near the airport on the Sunday night. That was nice.
I really enjoyed
that. We had two rooms,
that.
So we had a room and the kids had a room. We had a meal there and we all tried to get an early night as we needed to leave the hotel at, is it like 4:45? I think we wanted to leave, or 4:30 actually.
Yeah.
4:30 we left. So it was, busy.
Definitely busy.
It was a busy time. What about you?
That's only the first part of the week, though.
Yes. I'm not going to do a blow-by-blow of the week right now.
Okay, fair dues. So your mum was kind enough to drive us up to the hotel.
She did, yeah.
Which was not, it's not on the airport grounds or anything, but it's close enough.
No, it's a short bus journey away from the airport, so it's much better than having to go all the way from home at that time.
Yeah. So my job, along with Jake's, was to make sure that we all had the right cables and everything. And I think pretty much we succeeded. But there are some do's and don'ts on cruises, and I have a few of them to list. And the do's and don'ts, at least on my side of things, are to make sure that your rooms have enough plugs. Because we found out when we got here that our room has a single plug and the kids' room has zero plugs.
And there's one plug in the main area. So there are two plugs in the entire place.
Just two.
Just two plugs.
So what we had to do was we went to reception after we spoke to our amazing cabin attendant. We'll talk about him soon. And he suggested that we go to reception and get two long extension cables, which they gave to certain people. So you tell them your cabin number, and then they you know, you tell them what they want. And I thought it would be like a full way or something. It was just one. But we managed to sort out our plug situation by crawling under beds.
Yeah.
A lot, didn't we?
We've crawled under beds. We've pulled out plugs from TVs. We've done all kinds of crazy things to just try and make it work.
Yes.
But it's just so strange because whatever way you look at it, you're going to have things to plug in. Even if you didn't come with laptops like you and Jake have, you're going to have phones, you know, iPads, hair dryers for women, like all kinds of stuff. You're going to have things that need charging, and it's just such an odd situation to not have any plugs in some of the rooms.
Yeah. But I'm still baffled by that to this day.
Yeah. And they do have some USB plugs, but a lot of those don't work.
Yeah. That too.
So.
Which we found out after, what, 2 days of trying to charge one battery pack?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. So. But we've done our best.
We have.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the beginning-ish. At least the Monday morning. So we're up and we're ready to leave the hotel.
Yeah.
And we get to the bus stop, which is just a walk away.
Yeah.
We get on the first bus.
Guys, I'll let you two get on first, are about 5 minutes into the bus journey, two stops down a really, really long road, when Jake suddenly remembers that he left his backpack, which was super heavy, so that's why he'd taken it off, with all of his electronic stuff in at the bus stop. So he'd taken it off, and then when the bus came, he just picked up the suitcases and got on. We didn't realise. So his little face absolutely drained. So we had to quickly get off at the next bus stop, and he ran all the way back. I think he said it was 1.6 miles.
He did a Usain Bolt, basically.
Yeah, he raced so fast to try and get this. Now, I think had it been later in the day, it might have been a different story, but he did get there. And thankfully, when he did, there was a couple who were stood with the bag, not really sure what to do with it. They sort of picked it up, realised how heavy it was, and then were a bit like, ooh, thinking what on earth could be inside, because it was ridiculously heavy, his bag.
Yes.
And then they were thinking about taking it into the hotel, and they just weren't sure. But he then arrived, spoke to them. They ended up having, like, a nice bit of a chat and stuff, and he did get his stuff and was so relieved, as you can imagine.
That was cool, but a good
Yeah, one. And then he waited to get on the bus back to meet up with us. And then you're going to make me say what happened next, aren't you?
Unfortunately, because it was one of the most scary things that's ever happened to all of us, I think.
So whilst Jake had gone, he ran. Obviously, it was a very stressful moment because we were thinking, well, what if he's lost all of his stuff, if someone's taken everything? And or what if he doesn't get back in time? Like, what, you know, what do we do? And we were at this bus stop, sat there, and I started to feel a bit strange, just queasy. And I thought, oh, I feel sick because it's the stress, the anxiety of, oh my gosh, what do we do? And then my ears started to sort of cloud over and I couldn't hear anything. And I was feeling really, really dodgy. And I said to you, I feel like I'm going to pass out. I've never passed out in my life, never fainted, nothing. So I don't really know, but I felt really awful. And I sat down on the floor, because the bus stop was just one of those tiny little not even a bench thing. I sat on the floor and I could feel my whole head just completely go fuzzy. I couldn't hear anything. And then the next thing I remember was a man crouched down in front of me saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?"
Yeah, he did.
And I sat up and went, "I think I just fainted." And he went, "Oh, okay." And I sat up and you were giving Alice a hug because she was crying. You didn't know what to do. Alice was crying in tears because obviously it was scary. She'd just seen her mum drop to the floor.
Yeah.
And like I was okay, but I then felt really, really queasy and had to stand for quite some time behind the bus stop thinking I was going to be sick. And it took about 10, 15 minutes for me to feel okay.
Human.
Again.
Yeah.
And then by the time all of this had happened, Jake then arrives back from the bus stop, gets off, and he's like, "What's wrong with everyone? Because you're looking really worried. Alice is still in tears. I apparently was white as a sheet," he said. Told him what happened, and he was like, "Well, that's why you look like that then."
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah.
I wonder stressful. If you would have felt that way if he hadn't had to go back. I wonder if it was just like a adrenaline rush and...
Possibly.
You didn't have even... Normally you have an OT bar or something in the morning.
Yeah, right? I hadn't eaten anything yet because we didn't have anything. We'd only been awake for like less than an hour.
Yeah.
We were going to go to the airport and then have something to eat. So, you know, I've not eaten before and it's fine. That's never, ever happened to me before.
I told her, by the way, in no uncertain terms, that if we're leaving early like that in the morning, she is to eat. I'm putting my... daddy foot down as if she's my child, but she's not.
Yeah. But I know.
I know. You can't freak us out like that again.
Listen, it was not fun.
And I thought I was going to have to call an ambulance, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to miss the flight, miss the cruise.
No, I came around really quickly.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
You were only gone like 2 minutes.
Not even. Yeah, but I wasn't out for 2 minutes.
Oh, no. You sat on the floor.
It was like seconds. I sat on the floor and then I sort of fell down and then the man was there and it was like 10 seconds, if that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Which is good.
It's fine. But then poor Alice, I think, was a bit traumatised because she's never seen anything like that happen, especially to me. So she was really scared and just, yeah, very upset for the rest of the journey here. But it was fine.
When we started to eat, everything kind of sorted itself out.
Yeah, we got some food. We got through security and all of that really quickly because of you.
That's true. Used my blindly
wiles. You didn't even need to. You just walked through and the guy was like, "Come this way."
And it stopped some people behind us.
Yeah, because they thought they could come this way too. And then he was like, "No, not you."
Nope.
So we got through and that was all fine. And our flight was really on time. We had a good flight.
It was a very simple flight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really nothing quick. It was like an hour and 20 minutes or an hour and a half.
We were actually ahead of schedule, as I understand it.
It was really quick. Good. And then we came out. Got a taxi, got here, and then we did have to wait
ages
on and off. So we got here, we couldn't board, so we had to wait. Then we got in a queue where we had to wait. Then we dropped our luggage off and then came upstairs to another room where we had to wait for quite a while before we were able to get on board.
Yeah.
But once we did get on board, because they do say that your cabins aren't ready until the afternoon, but ours was ready straight away. We came, got our stuff, our cards, all of that. And our cabin was just, was just there and ready. Then we were able to go get food.
Thankfully.
Yeah, because everybody was starving.
We all needed it by that point. Absolutely guaranteed.
Yeah. That was that day.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we docked in Barcelona.
I had a great day. You had a great day.
We did.
We all did.
You went and met up with your friend Ignasi?
Yes, I did. And Ignasi has this wonderful big house with a great big Steinway grand piano, and it's a restored 1908 Steinway grand, Steinway B. And it's in fantastic condition. And I played it, and I loved it. And I told him that, you know, he's blind and I was just going to take it anyway, but he wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
Highly unfortunate.
And we, the kids and I, got taken around the sort of area near the port. Jake is at the window. we got taken round by Ignazi's girlfriend, Keiko.
She's amazing.
Was so lovely. Super, super sweet. And then we all met up for lunch.
We did.
Had a very nice Spanish meal.
What a lunch it was. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was really nice. It was an incredibly hot day. That's the only thing that's made this trip really difficult, is just the heat. It's 31, 32 degrees every day with really high humidity.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to sort of try and sightsee and be around when you are that hot. But we did really enjoy Barcelona. And I don't think we got back on board until like 4 o'clock, maybe even just after. It was a long day.
It was.
Off the ship, I mean.
But sitting in that restaurant and just chilling out and talking was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And, you know, Keiko gave up much of her afternoon and stuff to be with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And we had a great time. And then yesterday we had a sea day, so we stayed on board. Alice and I went to the pool and sunbathed, and you guys did what you do.
I don't think we left the room until gone 12 or something like that.
No, Jake needed a lie-in, didn't he?
Yeah, because the first night he did not sleep well.
Apparently Alice was breathing too noisily. So he couldn't sleep.
And we couldn't get fans on in their room. That was the night that they didn't have any charging anything. We hadn't sorted it yet, but then that sea day we managed to get it all hooked up, disconnecting the living room TV. And I thought we'd get into trouble for doing that, but the our cabin attendant, who you're going to mention in a bit, was so kind, and he said, oh, just do that. I was going to, but I thought I might.
Yeah, his name is Reza, so he looks after our cabin specifically. And he came and introduced himself and said, you know, anything. And he comes in and does our room twice a day. So he comes in the morning when we leave and makes all the beds, changes the towels if we need, cleans it, tidies it, like does all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then he comes in when we're out for dinner and does like a turn down service. So he takes the cushions off the beds, he puts the pillows nicely ready, and again, checks if we need different towels or anything like that. And he's super, super friendly.
And he definitely nice. Is. Definitely
yeah,
is.
He's really sweet. We like him a lot.
Yeah. He's always so professional, and just no matter what time of day, he's just there.
Yeah. And it's just the jolly tone in their voices. A lot of the staff are like that.
I wonder what other cabins he does.
Yeah, I don't know. He is really nice. And then today we've been in Tunisia.
Yeah.
Which has been a first for
all of us.
All of us, because none of us have ever been here.
Never set foot on the African continent never been. Until today. I'm really pleased I did.
I keep saying that, but I've been to Morocco.
Okay, you have. Okay.
So I have, I guess. But I've never been Tunisia. Here. Yeah. No.
And the coach, the guy, what was his name? Mohammed. He had an incredibly long name.
He had an incredibly long name that it took like nearly a minute, I swear, to actually say. And he said, but you can just call me Mohammed. But no, so we took, thankfully, an air-conditioned coach to a Medina where he took us around and showed us. It's like basically like an old town, isn't it? It was an old town. I don't think people live there anymore. They used to, but now a lot of people have moved out. So it's
shopping district.
Lots of shops. And it is very run down in that respect. And the roads, like everything is just so completely different. You've got cars with holes in and barely stuck together driving around, and they don't have like many traffic lights going around. So they just have...
Any?
They do have some, but people don't seem to listen to them. They seem to pay more attention to, I don't know what the traffic... They're not traffic wardens.
They might as well be.
Yeah, so they don't like for us, a traffic warden would give you a ticket. But there they stand and they direct the traffic when they can and can't go.
Like a traffic director.
But it's kind of a bit of a free-for-all at times.
Yeah, I didn't hear a single traffic light.
No beeps, and there's nowhere that seems like a pedestrian crossing. You just have to kind of go for it and hope that the cars will stop.
I guess if they
like
you
enough. And the cobbled streets and stuff.
Yes. The best part for me of today was essential oils.
Yeah, we went into what used to be an old house that then you would have, he said, multiple families sharing that space.
He said about 20, 30 people in one house, didn't he?
Yes, but they were kind of, it would split off into different apartments. So you'd have like the mum and the dad and the kids in one apartment and then, you know, the same in the other apartments. So we went into what would have been one apartment where they had all of these perfume oils. They're essential oils, but they are what makes up perfume smells. Mm-hmm. So if you looked at all the bottles, a lot of them, they had the labels on them for all the big perfumes you could think of. And they did like a whole little talk, didn't they?
Yeah.
Explaining them to us, letting us smell them, put them on. I can still smell them now.
I can.
They were incredible. And then you were able to buy them. And actually they were really reasonable because they came in these little rollerball tubes. And they're just completely concentrated essential oil. So they're very, very strong.
And they will last a lifetime, basically. And
they don't go off because they're not mixed with alcohol or anything.
He tried to set fire to one.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything because it's not alcohol content. Absolutely amazing.
And there's ones that have like medicine.
Healing properties and...
Yeah, and then ones that can be used in the house and all kinds of things. So yeah, we bought a few of those. You really enjoyed that because that was like the smelling and...
And he said that to get, what was it, like a few drops of essential is 70 kilos of flowers? I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I can't remember how much it made. Does it make to make one rollerball?
Not sure.
I can't remember exactly how much, but I mean, it's a crazy amount that they need.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to, how do you say it? The second place we visited.
Something like Sibu Sai, something along those lines. I can't remember.
No, I can't either. But it's like almost a little town.
It's a cliff-top village, isn't it?
Yeah, where everything, they have to paint everything white.
Or blue.
So all of the walls and everything is white. And then around the windows and the doors is blue. Sidi Busai.
Yeah.
I think. And again, there was like markets and stuff. So many people. And we did walk around a bit, but then it just was too hot for us. So we got some drinks and found a shady spot to stand until we were able to get back on the coach.
Yeah, we needed it.
Yeah. And that has been...
It's been us, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And then a coach back.
And now we are just...
Chilling on the bed after a buffet.
Chilling for a bit before... Yeah, food again later.
There we go. Cruise cast. What a week it's been so far. There's still more to go. Tomorrow is what?
Tomorrow is Palermo in Italy.
There's three Italian stops.
Yep.
And then Marseille on Monday.
Yep.
And home. And because EE, our mobile provider, doesn't have anything in Africa, we didn't have any contact with anybody for about 5 hours. So when we got back on the ship, it was like when you land a plane. And you get all the notifications at once. And they all went off and went crazy. Because the ship Wi-Fi kicked back in. So that was fun.
Yeah.
We were completely off the grid. Did get some nice videos, though. Speaking of which, if you send me a nice artwork so that the people on YouTube could have a bit of a different thumbnail for this episode.
Sure. Cool.
I'm sure we can find something. I bet you've taken lots of pictures, haven't you?
We have taken lots of pictures today.
Not just today, but I mean throughout the week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But yeah, something nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, before we go, we've got a strange news story for you.
We do, which I will find now. So this is an older story, but I just really wanted to tell it. In 2020, it literally rained chocolate in Olten, Switzerland. Oh. And this was because a factory glitch sent cocoa powder into the sky, dusting the entire town with cocoa powder.
That's
Residents
amazing.
Woke up to the streets and cars covered in chocolate snow, like something out of a fairy tale.
Oh dear.
I just thought that was really fun.
I wonder if anybody licked it.
I don't know. Maybe.
See bad for it... dogs, though.
Yeah, bad for dogs.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, there we are. We actually recorded a podcast on location. I'm really proud.
We did.
If you've enjoyed this, let us know. And sorry about the audio quality once again. We'll be back to normal next week because we'll be home. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I love this. And actually, I really love our cabin. But I think I miss a few creature comforts, mainly fast internet. But that's it. Honestly, the rest of it I can do without.
All the there are things that you always miss, though, about home, aren't there?
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nice cup of tea.
I haven't had a single cuppa this week.
No, you can have them in the morning. I just need to figure out where you get the milk from. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow.
Yeah, I might join you. Might be fun. But being able to eat whenever and wherever. And boy, we've eaten extremely well this week. Got to be said.
Yeah, we have.
Yesterday, before we go, I'll give you a brief example. I had a salmon dish for my dinner. Yeah. And because they also had duck à l'orange, and I love duck, and the portions are really tiny, by the way, in the restaurant that we go to.
Yeah, because it's fine dining. It's not part of the buffet.
The portions are meant for, like, fairies or something. So I had what I had. And then I asked this waiter if I could actually have another main meal. And he seemed really excited about that. So he went off and got me my duck à l'orange. So I had
he said you can have as much as you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you like.
And then we left that restaurant, all of us, and went up to one of the buffets on another deck. And we had dessert there instead, because most of the desserts in the restaurant we were eating weren't that interesting for us. So it's really weird to be able to eat somewhere, walk out without paying, eat somewhere else and walk out without paying.
Yeah.
I know that one complaint you had, just kind of thinking about yesterday, though, is the lack of signage or proper signage around the ship.
Oh, it's so hard to navigate around this place. It's not, you can't just walk from one end to the other.
Oh, no.
There are different stairwells or lifts or whatever, or you have to go up to go down over the other side. It's so complicated and there are no signs except for very primitive maps by the lifts. And there is a map online on the app that you can connect to, but even that, it doesn't explain how you get there. It just shows you, so you know it's vaguely down there, but you don't know how to get there.
No.
And you don't know that you're gonna have to go up to go along to go down, sometimes to go back down again and then round and then up. Like, it's so bizarre.
I don't think there's any point in it for the ship that you can walk from end to end apart from the residential decks,
but even that doesn't go end to end.
No?
We couldn't walk from, because we're at the very front of the ship.
Yeah.
We couldn't walk from ours to the back.
Can we not?
No.
Dang.
Crazy, I'm telling you.
And, oh,
it's hard.
There are Braille portions of some signs.
Broken Braille.
Yeah, a lot of the Braille is missing a dot or two dots in key places. So, for example, the word deck yesterday was eek. It was two E's, a C and a K.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to say deck 8. And it said deck 5 because what would that be? Yeah, there was a thing missing.
Yeah.
So it was all a bit silly. Yeah, the dot 2 was missing to make an H instead of an E. So yeah, it's like somebody just doesn't care enough in a weird way, I don't know. And of course, manufacturing probably doesn't have anyone on staff to check this stuff. So I keep looking at signs and being surprised when I'm told that it's one thing, but I'm reading another.
Yeah.
There's a room down the corridor, like 1411, and it's actually 1415 or something like that. So again, a dot missing.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a common trait. And also the signs were above head height. So you wouldn't know they were there unless you knew they were there.
It is a bit bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, and one last thing, the lifts. They're all touchscreen outside. So you touch the floor number you want to go to. It tells you what car and stuff to get into. And then you get in and you're taken to that floor. There are no buttons in the lifts, apart from door open.
Yeah, there's three buttons, I think, within the lift where you can close the doors, open the doors, and the alarm button.
And that's all you get.
Ocean K.
Morning.
Strumenka Beach.
And that's all you get for this week. But thanks for listening. And, well, we'll be back to normal soon. Even though thinking about that makes me sad. But anyway, we've still got a few days left. So let's go enjoy them. Your watch even agrees with us.
It does indeed.
It went off. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
You know, it's Steinway grand piano in Ignazi's house. Yeah. It's all right, that, isn't it? It's all right, that.